When the weakest Christian goes on his knees, the devil starts trembling. You don't have to be a smart person to defeat the devil. All you have to do, just know who you are. Just, I know I'm a son of God. Is that right? I know I'm a son of God and I cannot be defeated. Hallelujah. You believe that? Amen. Let me skip on a little bit. I just want to, let me go through this yet, a couple things if I can. I'll skip over some of this, but in 2 Chronicles, the 24th chapter, there's a story. And there was a young man by the name of Joash that became king when he was 7 years old. He began to reign. He did what was right in the sight of God and so on, repaired the house of the Lord that Athaliah, the wicked woman, the Bible says, amen, she had just broken down the house of God. And it was a time when her son had died. When her son was dead, then she went out with a vengeance to kill all the royal seed that was in that day. And they took Joash and his nurse and they hid him in their house. I believe it was for 6 years or however long it was, or 6 months, I forget exactly. But they hid him away. Why? Because God had a work to do for Joash when he got a little older. He was to be king and to be a righteous king. Amen. So they hid them away. What? Showing again that the devil can never win. No matter what he does. Amen. God always preserves the seed. Amen. And Joash had a godly priest named Jehoiada, I guess, or Jehoiada, however you say it. Amen. Amen. That was a righteous, a godly priest. Amen. But when, I'm just telling the story so you see how we overcome is by the word. Not by our intellects, but staying with the word is our victory. Because Joash, amen, after the priest died, Jehoiada died, after he died, then the Bible says that the kings and the princes of the country came to Joash and they bowed down to him. Gave him reverence. Oh, they really buttered him up. They lifted him up. Oh, Joash this and Joash that. And the Bible says that he hearkened unto their voices and did what they wanted him to do. Because why? They were, oh, Dr. So-and-so, this and you know, sometimes the right language changes a person's mind. Hallelujah. And so, but as soon as he listened to the kings and the princes, amen, they turned back to idol worship. Joash, the righteous one that was spared, and you remember that God always fought for Israel. But every time Israel turned their back on God, he gave them over to the countries that was about them and let them come in. And the Bible says that they came in. Let me just read this to you. For the army of the Syrians came with a small company. Now remember, usually Israel would go out with a small company of people and defeat a large army. Amen. But now the Bible says the army of the Syrians came with a small company of men, and the Lord delivered a very great host into their hand. Something happened. Something switched. Now the enemy comes in with just a small army and takes a huge army of Israel. You know why? They left the word. And when you leave the word, hell has already prevailed, has already overcome. Amen. Are you with me? So how do we overcome? By the word. Listen, can I take one more character? All right. Daniel. I gotta talk about Daniel. Daniel, amen, was a man that he was in this kingdom, and he was the only believer, a young man, but he stayed true to his God. And in the process of time, he had found favor with the kings. He had interpreted the dreams for Nebuchadnezzar. He interpreted the supernatural writing on the wall for Belshazzar. And so now Darius, the king, it pleased him to put Daniel over the whole province. Hallelujah. Why? He had found favor with the kings. King after king after king. God blessed Daniel, and Daniel, amen, found favor in the sight of all the kings. Then the king, Darius, wanted to exalt him and make exalt Daniel and make him president over all the rest of the princes and the kings. And they became jealous. So right now, let me just read just a little bit of this to you. In Daniel 6, verse 4, the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find none occasion nor fault, for as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. What a man! They were looking for fault, looking for failure, looking for error. They couldn't find any. And Daniel didn't have a church to go to like you do. He was by himself. But he had purpose that he would not defile himself. You understand? So he stayed true, and they couldn't find no fault, no error, couldn't find anything. And the only fault that they finally could find, hallelujah, was with his religion. Is that right? The only fault they could find was with what he believed. Listen, brothers and sisters, that's where we are today. The world can look at you and scrutinize you and do everything else, and they can find no error. If you're living right, if you're living the life you should, they can find no error, find no fault, except what you believe. Hallelujah. And that's what they did, was what they believed. So they come together. The kings and the princes all come together. They had a meeting with the king. And it says, we had, let me just read it to you. I'm just going to take the time. Then these presidents and princes assembled together to the king and said thus unto him, King Darius, live forever. All the presidents of the kingdom, the governors, the princes, the counselors, the captains, have consulted together to establish a royal statute. Now that was a lie. They did not all come together because Daniel was not invited to the meeting. But he was the president. He was a king. He was a wise man. You understand? But when they come before the king, they said, we all come together and we make this royal statute and to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days save of thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing that it be not changed according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which alters not. So the king, being a man, he liked the idea because he wanted to be worshipped. Is that right? And so, of course, he signs the writing. And, well, this is wonderful. Nobody can ask petition of any god except me. He thought he was a god. He says, why, I like this, 30 days, everybody got to worship me. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. He says, save of thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the decree and so on. So he signs the decree. Wherefore, King Darius signed the writing and the decree, and now, this is what I like. Now, when Daniel knew, so Daniel was not there. He was not invited because they were setting a trap. Hallelujah. But Bible says when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house. Now, remember, Daniel prayed 3 times a day, put up the shades, amen, and made his prayer, not afraid, not ashamed of anybody or anything. And when Daniel knew the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being opened in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. Hallelujah. Daniel never listened. The gates of hell cannot prevail. And Daniel knew that it was now against the law of the land for him to pray to his God 3 times a day. And when Daniel knew that the law was passed, he went to church like he always did. Hallelujah. What would you do? if they pass the law that these kind of meetings are absolutely forbidden. Anybody found in here, there's a den of lions waiting on you. Hallelujah. I wonder if the Bible would read the same about us. When Bill knew that the law was passed and was going into effect May 26th, would he go to church May 27th? It becomes reality, don't it? That's a realistic question. It's easy for us right now. We can come to church. There's no threat of nothing. Listen, in the old, back in the old days, they go to church packing guns. They had to fight Indians back in, years ago. You remember? Well, no, you don't remember, but I'm sure you probably read about it. Going to church was not getting in a Cadillac air conditioning and riding 2 miles, and we're here, amen, praise the Lord, bless me. It was a battle. It was a fight. It was dangerous. I wonder how many here would be here this morning if it was dangerous for you to come to church. I'm not talking about dangerous because there's wild drivers on the road. I'm talking about dangerous because it's against the law. And the law is watching you. I wonder how many would come. You say, well, if I see a police officer sit out here, I'll just keep on driving. Don't you realize what hour you're living in? Don't you realize they don't have to have a police officer sitting out here to know who's coming to church here? They got cameras everywhere. They can watch you. You have phones. I heard a story just recently. Somebody was traveling down the highway, and the people right in front had a wrecked accident. So they called 911 right away from their cell phone, and they were trying to remember where they were on the highway to tell the person where they are. I said, well, yeah, and the person said, I know where you are. Yeah, those wonderful gadgets that we have, we love, the iPad, the iPod, the iPhone, what? The devil is such a seller. Everything's I. Sounds like Isaiah 14, I believe it is. I will exalt, I will ascend, I will be like God. I wonder what Steve Jobs thinks now. iPhone. I did. I have. I will. But the Bible says he'll be brought down. The devil will be brought down to hell. Is that right? And all his followers with him. You see, they know where you are. They keep track of you. All these things that are invented to make our life wonderful, we couldn't live without them now, could we? We got hooked on them. Not hooked on drugs, hooked on phones. I said, Brother Bill, do you have a phone? Yes, it's back there in the office. As soon as I go back there, I'll probably check, see if I missed a text message or something. Isn't that something? When years ago, we didn't know of even such a thing. You made your phone calls when you got home. You got your message when you got home. Now, if we can't get on the internet 24 hours a day, somebody might have posted something on Facebook that I missed. This is my Facebook. One day you're going to have to face it. Hallelujah. You come face to face with this book one time in your life, and the status will never change. There's no status update. It is what it is. I'm God and I change not. There will be no new, there'll be no new pictures added. No new posts added. No new writing on the wall. See, Brother Bill, are you against it? Yes and no. Because it can be a good thing. But if you would outweigh the good and the bad that comes with Facebook and all these kind of things, you know who the winner is, don't you? The bad. What do I care what time of day you do your dishes? All right, I better go on. You know, Daniel didn't have Facebook. He didn't have an iPhone. But word come to him. And he knew he was being watched now. when he knew that the law was passed, that nobody could offer prayer to any other god except the king. Daniel goes into his house, he kneels down, he throws up the shade like he always did, and the Bible says he cried out. He didn't all of a sudden, Lord, I still want to pray to you, but I want to be quiet. I'm going to keep my shade down so they don't see me. Because those lions down there in the den, they keep them very hungry. I'm sure you understand, Lord. No, the Bible says he cried out, oh, Jehovah. No, that he says, Lord God, I love you even more than ever. If I have to go to that den and be eaten up by the lions, I'm going to stay faithful to you anyhow. Amen. 3 times that day. I wonder if you knew they had cameras out here watching you, see if you come to church or not. If you don't walk in anyhow, your Bible under your hands, and I'm going to church to worship my God. It might be my last service, but I'm going. Listen, that's the way we have to feel about this God that we're serving. We have to be convinced that he can deliver us. Amen. Like the Hebrew children. Amen. When they heated up that furnace, they said, our God is able to deliver us. I don't know if he will or not, but I know he's able. Amen. That's the way a believer is. Listen, we don't know. God might not deliver us from that. Daniel didn't know. He didn't know that, but he might be eaten up by the lions. He didn't know. But when the time came, amen, and those people went back to the king and said, did you not sign in the law, amen, that nobody should offer prayer? And the king said, well, yes, I did. Oh, there's one in your kingdom that did not obey you. This is the language they use, this Daniel. That's just the way the world is. Those people at Spirit and Life of Cell or Spirit and Truth Tabernacle, those people, they didn't bow down to you, O king. Now the king, Bible says he was sorry because he loved Daniel. He had just promoted Daniel. He loved Daniel. And now, what's he going to do? Because the law of the Medes and Persians doesn't alter. And he tried to buy a little time. He tried to beat around the bush. But those men hated Spirit and Truth Tabernacle so much. He says, remember, king, you signed the law. And your law does not change. And the king said, oh, if I could just somehow change it. What do I do? What are you walking by, wringing his hand? But finally, aiming for the sake of his own law, he himself couldn't even change it. Oh, my, I like this. Amen. He couldn't change it. He had to stay true to his own law. He signed in. Is that right? He says, all right, bring him and throw him in. Oh, I'm just going to take the time to read this. Is that all right? Oh, my, I better. Let me just see if I can pick it up here somewhere. Then the king, when he heard these words, was sore displeased with himself. He wasn't mad at Daniel. Now look, oh, I love this. The king wasn't mad at Daniel that he didn't obey. He was mad at himself. No, I'm so frustrated. How can I let them people trap me into this? Is that right? Displeased with himself and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him, and he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. Then these men assembled under the king and said to him, king, know, O king, that the law of the Medes and Persians is that no decree nor statute which the king established may be changed. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, thy God, whom thou servest once in a while. The one that you come to church once in a while for, he will... No, wait, that don't sound right. Thy God whom thou servest continually. The one that you come to church over and over and over and over and over faithfully. Even when the pastor's not here, you come anyhow. He will deliver thee. Hallelujah. And a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of his lords, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither, amen, I bet he was fasting. And neither were instruments of music brought before him. And his sleep went from him. He was tortured. He could not sleep because he loved Daniel. He's thinking, oh, Daniel, I wonder if he got eaten up tonight. Then the king rose up very early in the morning and went in haste under the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And king spake and said to Daniel, oh, Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the lions? And I imagine the king was going, please let me hear something. Oh, let me hear something, please. Because he knew if he didn't hear nothing from Daniel, Daniel was dead. Is that right? Amen. Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. I don't know if that king might not have been a Pentecostal, but I bet he was dancing around a little bit. Glory, I hear Daniel's voice. He is alive. Hallelujah. What was it? Daniel stayed true to the word, and the gates of hell could not prevail against him. I'm going to just draw you. I know I got to close. I'm sorry. Well, no, I'm not really. Listen, Daniel, because he stayed true to the voice of God, to his God, he did not change because of opposition. And those lions, what would they do? They would not feed them for days when they knew there was somebody, even when there was capital punishment coming. They would not feed them. They were hungry. They were just dying for a good old hamburger from McDonald's or something, like you are now. And they're hungry. And in this den, they have the gate is up here, the door into the den. And those lions, because they've been treated this way many times before. Is that right? I just recognized a couple sisters back here. God bless you. Sorry, I didn't recognize you before. Amen. So these lions knew the system. They knew the ritual. They knew that when they got real hungry, they hadn't been fed for a few days, somebody was coming in soon. And they knew that when that door opened up, they saw that light. They knew somebody had disobeyed. Somebody was a bad boy. And they were going to be thrown in here and we're going to rip them apart. Amen. So they come, they bring Daniel, they pull the door back. And those lions are, they're just waiting there. Here comes my food. Yes, I'm about dead. I'm about starved. And here comes. The Bible says they cast him in. Think about it. They didn't just take Daniel over to the opening. Let him down easy. We don't want him to get hurt. The devil's not that nice to you. He hates you already anyhow. Amen. So they took him. Those guys were good. They probably had good aim. They could hit that trap door way back. Because they didn't want to fall in themselves. They knew what was in there. They probably come with a little run. Here comes Daniel. And those lions just. And all of a sudden. Daniel landed safely on his feet. And the lions are backed up in the corner. And the Bible says their mouth was shut all night. All night, the lion couldn't say amen. He couldn't thank God for his food. His mouth was shut. Why? Because when Daniel came over that door, there was a pillar of fire. Say, Brother Bill, how do you know there was a pillar of fire? Because animals are afraid of fire. All God had to do was bring that pillar of fire, and those animals just stood there all night. Can you imagine? I'm talking about hungry lions. I'm not talking about a little kitten in a cage. Hungry. They say, now, are you sure they were hungry? Well, if you read the rest of the story there, they brought those men that threw them in, the men and their family, the whole family, wife, children, everything. They threw them in, and what happened? Bible says before they hit the bottom, every bone was broken in all those family members. there must have been a lot of lions in there because one lion couldn't work that fast. Not even a hungry one. A lot of lions in there. Why? The unbeliever had no pillar of fire to protect him. The unbeliever did not have the promise that the gates of hell cannot prevail. But Daniel, because he stayed faithful to the word, faithful to God, he had a pillar of fire that was right there. Listen, brothers and sisters, when you feel like you're at the end of the road, amen, and you're cast into a den of lions, listen, if you've been faithful to God, there'll be a pillar of fire. Whatever trouble, whatever problem, whatever issue you come into, God will be there. Thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver you. Hallelujah. Do you believe that? Listen, it pays off to be faithful. Amen. It pays to be faithful. What if Daniel would have just, you know what, I'm just going to pray early in the morning before they all get up so they don't see me. There might not have been no pillar of fire there. But because he continually served God. Listen. As far as we know, Daniel did not see God anywhere that day. Right? We have no scripture that says Daniel looked at God just before they threw him into the den. But Daniel knew God was able. He stayed faithful. You might not see him this morning. You might not know. You might feel like he's 1,000 miles away somewhere. But he's right there. As the song says, he was there all the time. Hallelujah. And when that darkest hour comes, when you feel like this is the end, I'm sure Daniel felt like that was the end of his road. Here I go. But he said, no matter what happens, I'm going to pray to my God, not to that king. Amen. And because of his faith in God, God came on the scene and delivered him. Brothers and sisters, he'll deliver you too. Amen. You believe that? Let's stand to our feet. Amen. Our God is able, amen, to deliver us from the snare of the fowler, from the snare of the enemy, from the traps that the world might set. Amen. The world tries to, amen, class us as a cult. The world tries to do all these things. They want to expose us as a cult. And people get worried about it. Oh, this is going to go all over the news. I say, let him do it. My God said, I'll be with you, even in you. My God cannot fail. They're not fighting against us, brother. They're fighting against the word. How many times have they tried it before and it never worked? We just got done telling the story of Daniel. Set a trap, kill him, get rid of him. Could they do it? Nope. Daniel was still alive. Hallelujah. We're on the winning side. And we ought to be so happy and so encouraged this morning. We can't lose. We can lose. And the devil can win. So get rid of your long faces. Say, thank you, Lord. I can't lose. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's bow our heads this morning. Hallelujah. I wonder this morning while we have our heads bowed, I wonder if there's somebody here today that would be honest in your heart. Maybe you've come to the place where you feel like you're just about where Daniel was. You're about at the end of the road. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I wonder if you want to slip up your hand this morning and say, Lord, that's me. I'm facing something that I don't know what tomorrow will bring. God sees those hands. Listen, God knows what you're holding beneath that hand in your heart. I don't know, but God does. Why don't you lay that at his feet this morning? Say, Lord, I'm going to be Daniel. I'm going to stay true. I'm going to continue to serve you. Whether I see you, feel you, or hear you, or nothing, I'm going to serve you anyhow. Because I see what happened to Daniel, and I believe I'm serving the same God that Daniel served. Hallelujah. The Lord sees those hands. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we come before you today. Lord, you see the hands that went up, oh God. I pray for them, young and old alike. Lord, I pray for them that whatever they're facing tomorrow, dear God, may your presence go with them. Lord, may you be ever near, Father, even as you were with Daniel. Even though Daniel didn't see you, probably didn't feel you, but he knew that you were God. Lord, may they realize today as they go out these doors, may they just realize that you are God. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. You still do the same works. You still heal the sick. You cast out devils. You're still God. You still save people from their sins. Oh God, I pray today, Lord, for every hand that went up. Lord, may you deliver them from their affliction, from their den of lions. Deliver them, Lord God, I pray, Father. Lord, we commit these hands into you, into your hands, Lord, praying, God, that you will lead them. Bless them, Lord God. Bless this church, Lord. God, we pray today that you will lift up the saints, Lord. Lord, if there's somebody here today that doesn't know you as their Savior, Lord, may they accept you today. May they realize that there's more than just going to church, that there is a relationship with Jesus Christ that we can have. Lord, may you draw them, oh God. Cleanse them, Lord, from their ways. May they repent and come to you and be baptized in that all-sufficient name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Grant it, Lord. Bless each one, Father. Bless this assembly, Lord. Brother Jack, we pray, Father, and all those that are not here today that are with him, Lord, or wherever they might be, Father, maybe visiting family. God, may you be with them. Lord, give them a wonderful day of worship. Oh, God, not just today because it's Sunday, but let it be every day, Father, and bring them all back home safely, Lord. We commit ourselves to you in the precious name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. God bless you. We love you with the love of the Lord. Amen. Oh, listen, one day it'll be your last church service. Hallelujah. You say, Brother Bill, we've heard that for years. Yeah, I have too. But one day it will be. I'll say this morning, it's more true now than it was 20 years ago when we said it. Hallelujah. So press on. Serve God continually. And if we don't see you here, we'll see you in the rapture. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Bill. My God. Thank you, Jesus. Just give another hand clap for the sermon today. It's a closer walk. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Sing this little song. It says, the more that I surrender. Thank you, Jesus. The more that I surrender, the lighter my load. The more that I release my kiss, the more he takes control. The more that I can humble myself, the more he lifts me up. Every day I live, Lord, I love you more. My God. The more that I surrender, the lighter my load. The more that I release my keys, the more he takes control. The more that I can humble myself, the more he lifts me up. Every day I live, Lord, I love you more. Once more. Oh, the more that I surrender, the lighter my load. The more that I release my kiss, the more he takes control. The more that I can humble myself, the more he lifts me up. Every day I live, Lord, I love you more. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. As the ushers may come now, we'll just lead the people. Thank you. You may be seated.